It's time to talk track and field as we preview the upcoming spring sports season. Let's talk girls track and field at Griswold. Rachel Larson, the head coach for the Griswold Tigers, joins us now. And coach, how are you feeling about your track and field team coming into a brand new season?
Yeah, I'm feeling really good about our track team this year. I've got a lot of returning girls, and we actually got some other athletes out, some, you know, one junior, one senior. So not just incoming freshmen, but some other athletes that have decided to join the team. So that's fun. We've got 23 girls out, and I just feel like we have a lot of depth this year, and they've done an awesome job pushing each other. And I'm feeling really good about it.
Very good. With 23 girls, that's a solid number for a 1A team. So excited about that. Where do you feel like you're strongest? Sprints, mid-distance, long-distance, hurdles, field events? Where's the strongest for this team coming in?
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit of a hard question to ask with this group of girls. I mean, we're really strong in the hurdles. We sent our shuttle to state last year, 400 hurdles and 100 hurdles. So we're definitely still strong in the hurdles and even gaining some more talent there. However, as far as everything else, we've got a little bit in distance. We've got mid-distance. We've got sprinters. We are trying to work on getting some more girls in the long jump, but our throws are looking good. So our depth, we've just got a lot of different girls in different areas, but for sure excited for our hurdles this year.
All right. Well, the shuttle hurdle team finished 10th last year, just a couple of spots away from the medal stand. What does the team look like coming into this season? How many are back?
Yeah, so we didn't lose anybody last year. So the girls are super excited. We also have a freshman hurdler that's coming up. Just, you know, we're going to be losing two girls this year. So just thinking about next year already and what that looks like. But as far as the team that was at state last year, we didn't lose anybody, and they're looking stronger than ever. So, and just pushing each other, wanting the extra work, wanting the extra help. So I'm excited to see what they can do this year.
Go through those four girls and, tell me a little bit about each one of them.
Yeah, so Addison Adams, and she's a senior on the shuttle team, and she also ran the 400 hurdles. And then Reese Laverty, she's also a senior, and she does more of the sprints and 100 hurdles. And then Bristol Wyman, who joined our team last year, and she's a sophomore this year, and she improved a ton, and she's, you know, making tremendous growth this year already. So I'm excited to see what she can do, just having a year under her belt. You know, going to state as a freshman is scary. And then Carson Adams, and she actually made the finals last year at state in the 100 hurdles as well. And so she is also on the shuttle team. And then Alexa Steinhoff is a freshman, and she started to look really good in the hurdles.
Well, I guess with you, it's the Adams family. Carson, Carson Adams medaled in the 100 hurdles, finishing eighth. She was ninth in the 400 lows. Addison Adams was a junior. Now she'll be a senior. Was 11th in the 400 lows. What's it like with Carson and Addison kind of setting the pace for your hurdlers? And I mean, obviously they help in the shuttle, but they're pretty good by themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's been awesome just watching their relationship, and it's definitely grown a lot. You know, when Carson came in as a freshman, it was hard. The dynamic was a little bit hard, but now they're at the point where they're just pushing each other. And I think having Addison as a senior and Carson as a sophomore, it just gives each grade level somebody to just really push them. And so it's been awesome for the team just to have both of them in different spots and pushing each other.
And I assume that they're sisters?
Yes, they are sisters. Yeah, yes.
Well, they're far from being creepy on the track. The Addams family right there.
Yes, yes.
People remember the movies, I think, for the Addams family, but maybe not the television show. So that's exciting with the hurdles. Let's go through some of the other areas. How about some of your sprints? Who do you see competing there?
Yeah, Amanda Hauser, she's also a sophomore this year, and she's looking really, really good in the sprints. And she had some success in the sprints last year. And I actually have her working on some hurdle stuff as well. Just like I said, you know, losing two seniors this year, we've got to start thinking about next year. So she started doing some hurdle stuff this year for the first time, and she honestly looks really good. But she's more of our sprinter, and Bristol Wyman, she does a lot of the sprints too, and she looks really good as well.
How about middle distance?
Yeah, middle distance. We have a lot of middle distance runners. Our goal is to, for our 4x4, to make it to state this year. A lot of my girls are, should be able to run a 400. So, you know, Carson and Addison will be in the mid distance. Marissa Asklin, she's a senior this year, and she ran some really, really good 800s last year. And I'm trying to get her into some more 400s. And Brooke Peterson, she's another senior that's out that'll be part of that mid-distance group. And Erica Palmer, she's had some health issues, but if we can get her back, she looked really strong last year. And so we hope that she will be back soon. And Sadie Gollinghorse, she's a sophomore, and she just joined the track team this year. So we're excited to have her. And like I had mentioned, we've got some good freshman girls coming up, and they've been working hard to get in shape. So we'll see what they can do this year.
Awesome. How about when you get to the 1 and the 2 mile, do you have any runners there?
Yep. So Josie Milliken is coming back from last year, and she did really well at the conference meet last year. So we hope that she can do well there again. And like I said, she's been working on getting in shape as well. She was on the cross country team and plays basketball, so she's kind of been busy year round. But she also looks really good, and she'll be more of our 1500, 3000, sometimes 800.
Very good. Yeah, she led the basketball team in blocks. So maybe she could be a project for the high jump because she can jump so high. But
yes, yeah.
What about the field events? Tell me about your jumpers and throwers coming into the season.
Yeah, so Erica Palmer, she did high jump last year, and she, again, had some health issues. But in the long jump, Bristol Wyman is looking really good. Sadie Gollinghorst has been has been working on long jump as well. And then our throws, we actually have a senior, Riley Harrison, and she has shown a ton of improvement and was placing well at conference last year as well. And she's looking good this year. We have Delilah Kinzer, who is a junior, and she does a lot of the throws. And Ella Gady is a freshman coming up, and she's one to watch. She's already throwing what some of those upperclassmen are.
Very good. So, I mean, again, a strong team here. It looks like you have spots kind of determined at the moment. But, of course, we know that in track and field, things can be flexible as the season goes on. Your shuttle hurdle team seems to be the signature event. You said your goal is to get that 4x4 into state. What other expectations and outlook that you have for this team this season?
You know, of course, always winning some more meets. Every single year, we've won one more meet. And so that definitely drives them to keep working hard. And then, of course, conference meet. We'd love to get a victory. Fremont won last year, and we were runner up. So that's a huge goal for us, to figure out a way to win conference. And then, of course, take as much as we can to state. The more girls we get there, I feel like the more motivated they are. They get a taste of it. They want to be there, and they want to be on that team. So I think just, you know, shaving down our times from last year, just inch by inch, and they'll have a lot of success this year.
Well, you had a few participants at the state tournament a year ago. Perhaps there'll be more Tigers competing at the Blue Oval this year, Coach, and we'll be there to follow it all along. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to your track and field athletes throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you, and thanks for your time.
Rachel Larson, head coach for Criswell Girls Track, with us here on KSOM.